Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Metza, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having so much fun in studio, and it's truly an honor not only being here with Brandon Bono, but to be in studio with the legend Beak himself and with Ali Husseini. It's such a cool time and having fun in here and just talking good stories and great memories and good fishing, the fishing we're having now. And if you want to join us, a couple open lines right now that are yours. If you want to give us a call, I'm going to give you the telephone number right now, 213-432-1090 is the way to get a hold of us here in the world headquarters at Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the landings right here. Extremely busy landing, too. I saw the Royal Star backing up and just a lot happening. Or you can text us via the app, and you can text the show right there off the app, and you want to send us a message, and it's got so many text coming through with the local fishing, with the bluefin, with all questions for Ollie and questions for Beak, and just patting him on the back for his legendary status. Super cool to have him in studio. And hey, it's time for our fishdope.com report.
So fill up lately, then you know gas prices are way up. So now more than ever, you need Summit gasoline at the San Diego and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps.
The bistro has all the sandwiches and stuff you need for a day on the water.
The bistro is full of things you want for your day on the water, plus 100 pounds of free ice. Say hi to Martha and the friendly staff. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And they truly are low prices. And if you're purchasing 35 gallons or more, which I did on Thursday.
Did you?
Yeah, you get your 100 pounds of free ice. And, I mean, what better than to set off on an offshore extravaganza, right, than 100 pounds of free ice? It fits it perfect. And their gas prices are like, I mean, we keep saying it, it's like a Costco style, maybe a little less, a little bit more, but right there with Costco. Like, you're not overpaying to get 100 pounds of free ice. So definitely right there. We've got our private boater buddy on hold here, Mr. Mark Wish. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Corey, Brandon, and our local legends, Allie and the Beak. Yo, Beak, how are you, buddy?
Always good to hear you. One of my favorite people when I go to the show would be stop by and see you. Of course, you are really busy all the time. I just get to say hi to the wife.
Yeah, that was who you were really targeted on. Anyway, what a great show, you guys. It's been
miss you, Mark.
Just a perfect blend of the new wave of technology versus the old ways and days that we did it. I mean, it's really hard to believe the contrast between the information available today, so easily available, and what Beak and I struggled with to find a fish way back when. This is incredible. I got a perfect example here for you. So I was sitting there this morning at my desk listening to you guys working on my notes, and looking at my computer with the Fish Dope water chart up, showing the water, temps, chlorophyll, and then all the little icons showing where and when a lot of that tuna fish is being caught right now. I mean, it's just an unbelievable display at your fingertips. It's available to anybody. And, you know, it's not too many years ago, there just wasn't any way to get that information. It's just times are changing, and it's all for the better. But as far as our report, you know, referencing those three areas I was looking at on the screen, so our first area, the upper area, it's kind of that 152, 267, 209 sector. There's a bunch of tuna fish in it, yellowfin and bluefin mixed both, some nice sizes of both of them. But they were a little touchy yesterday and the day before, actually. There's some show, very little go until late in the day. Stuff definitely coming up in the afternoon, but the answer there, and just about everywhere, really. Lighter line, like 20, 25-pound test, or carbon there, a smaller hook, and a hot bait on a long drift was the answer for those guys. So another zone, and very well trafficked and very well defined on the screen, just looking at about a stuff that was coming from that 43 area and down toward the weather buoy and then in a little bit toward the corner, but, you know, really gathered up around that 43. And some of that tuna fish is right there on the shallows of the bank. If you've got a decent set of gear, you can anchor on the bank and makes it easier to get that chum line going. And but the key is, you know, long chum line, is same thing, just fly line and bait on the lighter line. There's a good great bluefin and yellowfin both there, and quite a lot of it. So that's been fun fishing there. And then the third zone way out west, got nice weather right now and quite a bit of big fish out there towards the Tanner and even a little bit west from there. That's definitely the big bluefin zone. And then in on the shallows of the bank, Tanner and Cortez both, there's been some good fishing for big yellows and some big bonita out there. Our offshore fishing right now, if you're interested in the tuna fish, man, it's just awesome. It just seems like it's going to hold up. We do have a developing El Nino. Really not seeing much in the way of effects here yet, but I think soon coming. And it's going to make a very interesting fall and winter season. And one downside I got to mention to you guys this weekend, you know, we got pretty much calm weather. There hasn't been too much wind. But, man, I hope you guys got your radars tuned up because the fog situation is ugly. Just looking out my window here in Huntington Beach right now, it's like 100-foot visibility. It is seriously foggy. The guys dealt with it yesterday offshore. Looks like we're going to get another couple of days of it. So be careful when you're out there tooling around, guys. But it's definitely time to go fishing.
Yeah, it is for sure, Mark. I don't know if you can hear the foghorns in the background here at the world headquarters, but yeah, us here too. We're looking at probably a quarter mile viz at the best for sure. And yep, so definitely be safe out there and appreciate your reports, Mark. And man, it is just incredible the amount of yellowfin and bluefin and catchable stuff too. You know, for the small boater like myself that wants to tangle with only a 20 to 50 pounder, it's around, right?
Yeah, what a great report from Mark, and just. It just goes to show what a spread of fish we have right now in Southern California. Fall time is the right time. You know, it's amazing fishing right now.
For sure. Beak?
Hey, Mark, are they doing any chunking and guys that are limited on their bait?
Oh, that's a whole other conversation for you guys. I've heard very little about it this year, Beak, and I don't understand because those yellowfins especially love those chunks. And a lot of times they'll bite a chunk when they will not bite a sardine. Go figure.
Incredible.
But, yeah.
It'll get done this weekend there, I guarantee you now.
Yeah.
It's on that stock hookup.
Exactly. Like bring them back, you know, and I say bring them back. I mean, it's something that's been done for decades, and you hear little snippets of it from year to year, but we haven't.
You know, when you say decades, again, going back in time, I got to be a pioneer in being an ambassador to the East Coast. You know, they didn't think we were a fishery here. Literally didn't know that. The Avalon Tuna Club was the foundation of a lot of sport fishing around the world.
Yeah.
Bluefin tuna, of course, were the mainstay. Kite fishing was something that was done in that early era, the early 1930s area. Anyway, it's come and gone. But I look at chunking. In the beginning of chunking came from the East Coast. One of my deckhands had become a long-range captain. I hooked him up with what I had learned when I was traveling to the East Coast, working with Murray Brothers, the famous tuna and tackle people, but different people like that, and I turned them on to it for the long range. I didn't have a need for it. They found it working. I remember the story. He said they were everybody had quit fishing down at the rocks or wherever, and he was filleting fish out there back, and they were throwing chunks over the side, and they hear this, and these big cows had moved in on the stuff that we were throwing overboard.
And that's how it
and so they
evolved.
Started doing it. Well, Lopresti had gotten onto it because he was one of the only people who was going to the Northeast and promoting long-range fishing, and he had a collection of guys in Rizzuto and some of the, not Rizzuto, but, I forget, one of the early year pioneers of from the Northeast, and it was like secret. If you fish that boat and you put out the word about any of that stuff, especially this chunking thing, you couldn't get back on the trip on the boat.
How about that?
Yeah, and then it was checking in the beginning here.
So locally, like, Mark, are you still there?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm loving all this.
So, yeah, I know. I am, too. And locally, how does one chunk? I mean, like,
well,
Beaks explained that. Yeah.
It's not rocket science. And it's
right.
The coolest thing. I mean, my first experience with chunking was on the Royal Star at Roca Partida on my first long-range trip at night. Had no idea about anything about that kind of fishing. And they, kind of rigged up my thing and kind of explained a little bit to me. And I put this chunk on. I'm dropping it over the side, kind of watching it spin, thinking this is like dumber than dumb. And all of a sudden that chunk started swimming. And, God, it was great. Got like 150-pounder right there on my first one. So, but in terms of local chunking, it's really easy. Just take those sardines and cut them into sections that would be about maybe the size of a walnut. Approximately, inch and a quarter, inch and a half long sections. And then what I like to do up here is I just take that, I'm usually using a circle hook, like a number two, Mutu, or maybe a number one, and on lighter line, 25, 30 pounds. And I take it and just use like your pliers or a little stick or something to shove the hook all the way right down alongside the backbone, just shove it right through the chunk, out the other end, turn it a little bit, and then pull it back up. So the hook is completely hidden, and yet it's just in the meat, so it pulls off really easy when the tuna bites it, but they're not seeing any hook. They're just seeing that chunk. And then, the key is to keep a little bit of chunks going on an even schedule so that the fish can find it and then don't lose, the trail if you stop chunking. And then when you put a few chunks in the water, just put your bait right in there and just strip the line off with it so it sinks down at approximately the same speed. And
man.
Just stay with it. And, you don't get bit on every one, although sometimes you do.
Right.
And it works. A lot of times.
The Dorado going too, Mark. I mean, I've had it a number of times. That's the only thing they'll go for. But a lot of times they just won't get up and get off their lazy butt. But you get them starting to chunk and then they'll...
And they go for it.
Yeah, they'll get turned
on. Man, such great information, Mark. And, man, so much to share. I love hearing about it all. But if somebody wants to get a hold of you or the best bait tanks on the planet, how do we do so?
Corey, we're in Huntington Beach by the big Chevron station. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And great show, and love saying hi, Beacon. But you're doing good, buddy. You guys take care.
Yeah, thanks. You very much, Mark. And that's brought to us by fishdope.com. And the code this week, if you want to get $20 off, is hook up now. That's all lowercase, no space. And it's a pretty simple way to do it, huh, Holly?
We got to keep it simple for us.
All right, I like it. So use the code hook up now. You'll save $20 in doing so. And we'll continue on with the catch report. We've got Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey guys, good morning, all my boys. Love y'all.
Yeah.
So I'm standing here up at the ranch and I'm outside and I'm looking towards you all downtown, and believe it or not, from the ranch I can see downtown and I can see a layer of gray down there. So fog it in, huh?
Yep, a little bit.
All right.
Thick.
Thick, huh? So, all right. So actually my husband's down at Cedros right now and their goal this week is to get some halibut and some Dorado. So this last week, the calico bass kind of slowed down a little bit. So obviously when something slows down, something else has got to pick up. So they're onto the halibut, which is really going really well by dropper loop. Every ponca last week cut limits of halibut daily.
Yeah.
Some white sea bass on dropper loop. And Javier sent me a text, and he said, don't send anybody down with anything less to 60 to 80 pound, 80 pound preferable, because the big yellowtail are biting, and they're getting rocked. 40 pound, forget it. You ain't going to get it. 60 pound, pretty good chance. If you got 80 to 100 pound test, they're not line shy, but you'll get in those big yellowtail right now. It's fall fishing definitely at its finest. So I'm waiting to hear back from Jeff today. He's really wanting to get some white sea bass and some halibut to bring home. The wind has really died down right now, And we were looking at the weather on the other side of the island, and a couple of guys will be heading over there. It was either today or tomorrow in search of some wahoo. We'll troll out there for some wahoo between Benitos and Cedros. So there you go.
That sounds like a good time. Man, a little wahoo in the mix, that'd be awfully nice, wouldn't it?
Isn't it crazy? We had a wahoo, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
It was almost 60 pounds. And I bet you if we would have, you know, weighed it right as it came over the rail, it would have been right at 60 pounds. Imagine a 60-pound wahoo on a 30-foot tonga. You know,
that's just crazy
to me. So I just want to give everybody a heads up. The 2024 season, the schedule is almost done. I've got a lot of trips online right now, but hopefully by the end of the month, I will have everything online. Start looking at it. Trips literally are already going fast. So if you're looking to go with us next year, don't be shy. Give me a call.
Yeah, and I know you're good at putting singles or, you know, a couple guys or, you know, whatever it be, a guy with his or lady friend or wife or even a child. I mean, when I was down there, we had a 11 or 12-year-old. His name was Cove, and he was so enthusiastic about it, and his dad, Aaron, was just so happy to take him down there for his birthday, and it was really cool. Actually, it was a grandfather, too. It was three generations.
Yes, it was grandfather, son, and grandson. And grandfather and his best friend are on your trip again next year.
Oh, so cool. I can't wait.
Yeah.
They were the best people and just enthusiastic and just happy to catch a few fish. They weren't looking to...
Absolutely. And especially when the kids are there. It's like all the pictures that I had sent to me of, you know, granddad, dad, and son, to see the proud looks on grandfathers and dads' faces of their son, like just bringing up that next generation. It is the best.
Well, super cool, Rosie. And how does somebody, again, get a hold of you to book that for next year? Because with it booking up, you're definitely going to want to grab your spot for sure.
Yeah, grab your trip sooner or later because later it's going to be gone. The best thing to do is right now, go ahead and take a peek on the website, cedrosportfishing.com. Take a peek. But you know what? Call me. Because there are some trips that you just can't see right now for certain reasons, and I can still place you on some of those trips if I get a hold of the charter master, and they're like, yeah, I'll put them on. So give me a buzz. Phone number here is 619-772-7570.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to do it, Rosie. Thank you. It's Cedros Sport Fishing, and we're going to continue on with the fish report and carry on over to Quivira Basin on Mission Bay and talk to Marcos at Seaport Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Well, probably not as busy as you are. We're in here having a great time, and I bet you're a little busy.
It's been nice, you know. It's been nice having this fishing continue into October, because there's definitely been years in the past where October really slowed down, and we're definitely not as busy as the middle of summer, but there's still plenty of fish to catch out there. Lots of people going fishing, so our parking lot is still full, and almost all the boats are off the dock. So, yeah, you know, I definitely keep them busy there. And fishing, a little change, a lot more bluefin, a lot less yellowfin this week. Still seeing a little bit of that yellowfin mixed in, but mostly bluefin. The Polaris Supreme actually reported in. They're on a 5-day trip fishing locally, and they have a bunch of bluefin on there, and they've got some fish in that 100 to 200-pound range. So there's definitely still some big guys out there. There's a lot of those 25 to 40-pound fish in the mix there on those full days, 1 days, day and a half, longer trips there. So about what we've been seeing for a while here, like I said, just a little bit less yellowfin, a lot more bluefin. The new Seaforth on those half-day trips, seeing a lot of good calico bass fishing again. There's a little dip in that calico bass fishing, but it's definitely picked back up. Yesterday, morning trip, 25 anglers, 15 calico bass, 6 released. Afternoon, 15 anglers, 26 calico bass, about 85 released. So very good calico bass fishing there. Some nice weather, especially if you're inland there and you're getting some of that 90-degree weather. What a better way to spend the afternoon is to come down, hop on a new Seaforth, grab a hamburger, cast out your MC swim baits, and catch some calico bass.
I like your thinking, man.
Yeah, I mean...
talking the right language, man.
Exactly. You know, it's like I've been doing this a while, and it's the best bait I've ever seen. Absolutely.
Good times. But so stoked to see the counts, and it's interesting to watch, Marcos, like some of the yellowfin counts last week, and now it's migrating to limits of bluefin again, like crazy, man.
And that's, I mean, we've always seen bluefin, usually at the beginning and end of the season. Yeah. Just seeing these bluefin straight through the summer. And like I said, it's looking more and more like we're going to get, you know, we joke about it, but that bluefin for Thanksgiving. I mean, it's definitely a possibility the way things are going right now.
Yes, please, and thank you. I like your thinking, Marcus. No, definitely good times. And with those full-day trips, I know the San Diego gets filled up at times, but I think I saw the Sea Watch available.
Yes, we're still running both boats. Weekends are still very hard to get. Like I said, at this time of the year, a lot of that open party stuff, people could only go on the weekends. A lot of charter groups can only go on the weekends, so that makes it tough to get on there. But plenty of weekday trips available. If the San Diego's full, the Sea Watch will pick up, and they've had a great season too. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days. And, hey, we had a good run on Twilight this year, but unfortunately we are done with that. But we still got those morning and afternoon trips. Like I said, good calico bass fishing now, a great way to escape that heat. Yeah, full-day trips, San Diego and Sea Watch. The overnight trips, we're still running those. The one day is day and a half. There's a few 2 and 3 days in there. All available there, seaforthlanding.com. If you'd rather talk to someone or you just have some questions, give us a call, 619-224-3383. Or come down, visit us in person, say hi, pick up some tackle, hop on the boat, and go catch some fish.
Oh, it's definitely good times right there, Marcus, and appreciate your report. And, man, I don't know, it just seems to be getting better and better. And it's that time of the year where you get less tourists, like we were talking about it earlier, and it's kind of where the locals need to get out now, right? So hop on down. How do we get a hold of you again?
Seaforthlanding.com. Look at the schedule. Give us a call, 619-224-3383. And, yeah, take advantage of those slightly smaller loads. That's still a lot of people going out there. But, hey, you know, we've reduced the loads on all those boats. Even 50 people on the new Seaforth is plenty of room. So lots of options there.
Yeah, for sure, Marcus. And thanks again. Looking forward to hearing a great report next week. And have a great Sunday afternoon. Thank you very much.
And wait a minute, yeah. Marcus. Where's the mackerel?
Oh, the mackerel.
I need to know. Where are the mackerel?
Oh, the beak. Listen, legendary Marlin dude right here, the legend himself, wants to know where the bait is.
You know, you'd have to ask guys on the boat. They haven't said anything. I don't even remember there being any mackerel on the count this year. Usually we'll have a few trips where they show up there, but I don't know, maybe they're hiding.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Sport boat dope.
Yeah, they're holding out on you, B.
This is like the old days.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to
go and ask them when they come in.
Yeah. Hey, thanks again, Marcos.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week, guys.
And the Catch Report.
The Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with the Fish Pros Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Once again, that's 619-255-3128.
Yeah, it's a definite must. And with all the processors, man, that's the way it's being done, by a simple text. And make sure we heard, got a couple just horrible mistakes where people thought they had texted and
yeah, definitely don't wait. Get that call in or text in if you know you have a trip coming up.
But when you do text, make sure you get the response back.
Sure.
Like, yes,
yeah,
we did. We got you. We'll be there. You're on. You know, just you got to make sure you get that back to know that you are on their books. And only one way to do it. We'll give you the number again. 619-255-3128. It's been a super busy show. One open line right now at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. You've got a text there?
I do. I have
a lot of messages
text
coming in.
Yeah, a ton. They're flooding in. This one says, Beak, you are a legend. What's your most memorable swordfish catch? That's from Mr. Wong in Dana Point.
I think the answer is, what's the most memorable lost? There, Of course, the most memorable for me was I was allowed to catch my own swordfish.
Yeah.
After helping a lot of people get hooked up and do the battle, but the losses are what you most remember. At least for me, when you lose a battle,
the heartbreak.
Oh, you're not alone.
I'm just, you know, mortified and dream about it. How did I, could I have? And I've learned a lot in doing that. The catches you don't learn as much from because you don't have the errors to help you improve. So, yeah, 14-hour battle.
Oh,
and not
wow.
me. I learned, you know, being the boat driver is a lot more work because my anxiety of doing it and then lose it in the middle of the night right next to the boat.
Just
the leader finally wore out. I mean, it's like your mouth is a gap. You don't know what to think. It's just...
Wow.
I remember another 14-hour battle with a certain taller captain who may or may not be known for his facial feature.
I forgot about
it. Oh, I did not. We had the guys out from Texas.
Yeah.
And we went out and were trying to pioneer that deep drop thing.
Right.
And we hooked Godzilla. I mean, that fish would not move. I mean, yeah. Guys are like, oh, it was a shark. Dude, they ain't no shark that fights for 14 hours. It couldn't have been a 1,000-pound bluefin.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, these guys were getting like 150, 180 swordfish a year. So they had a little experience way beyond any of us.
And we pulled on that thing with an electric reel for 14 hours. And finally, like 9 o'clock the next morning, we're all looking at each other like, this has got to end.
Wow.
And put the heat to it and eventually broke the line. But we were up all night long.
I assume that you're taking turns pulling and trading off.
We were on electric, but somebody had to babysit the reel the whole time.
Right,
you know,
right.
So we basically worked in shifts. And we had that had to be a big fish that was foul hooked. There was just
there was no marks to indicate otherwise.
Yeah, you couldn't move it. It would just do what it wanted. We get it up to the thermocline, it go right back down.
So when you say foul hooked, like hooked like behind the mouth, like toward the peck or
dorsal fin, peck fin.
Yeah.
I mean they for as badass of an animal as that is, and I know my good friend here will agree, it is the meanest fish in the ocean, no question, bar none, that just has no comparison. They're the clumsiest, stupidest eaters you've ever seen in your life. I mean they're a giant catfish. They just are not how they get that big blows my mind because they're swimming through squid, right? That's their job. And deep water bait fish, they don't work real hard for their food. And that's why when you throw a mackerel at one on the surface, if you don't brain that mackerel with your pliers, he'll never catch it. I mean, it's just, you know, it's cat and a mouse kind of thing. You brain it, and a lot of times he will go over and smoke it because it's an easy meal. But they are just, they get foul hooked so much. And that's why you pull so many. As I went last week and knocked the bobber over. Within 30 minutes, we were tight and pulled the hook. And I saw something that I've never seen before, and I don't know if Beak's seen it, but we had that fish on, you know, a few minutes, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes, something like that. And after the hook pulled, the stupid thing came up and finned around the boat.
Oh, you're kidding me.
We got it on film.
So was that maybe a result of it wanting to come up? I mean, they do sometimes like
every time
come
almost.
Up and jump like a marlin almost.
Almost every time when you get tight on them, or you don't even have to get tight, they'll feel the pressure of that weight
and
they want to shake
up.
It. So they'll come up from 1,000 feet and talk to a couple of buddies that do the deep set buoy. You're like, oh yeah, that happens all the time.
Wow, crazy.
And then I told another buddy, he goes, oh yeah, I talked to the bear flag guys. Told me they actually will watch guys like us when we dump one. They'll slide in with the harpoon boat.
Wow.
And try to
and wait for that opportunity.
Wait for it to pop up.
So that thing wanted to come up and jump. It already come off the hook and realized that it aborted the jump, but just came and
kept
hung
doing
out.
His thing. Yeah,
hung out by the boat.
And like I said, I wouldn't believe it if we didn't. I wouldn't believe me if we didn't have it on film. But talking to a few guys, it happens pretty regularly. One guy said more than half the time.
Such great information.
That
listen, I love all the stories. And as a listener, if you're loving this, give us a call 213-432-1090. We're giving away a killer. APCO reel bag courtesy of APCO and a 1-year membership to fishdope.com. And we're going to be taking those calls. Text them or when we return on Let's Talk About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom power with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom-designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip, built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives, too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at gamakatsu.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you've chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. We're sitting here in the World Fishing Headquarters talking everything sport fishing and having a blast doing it.
And as Pete refers to Brandon Bono, the world's greatest fisherman, right?
He loves to rib me with that little comment. But yeah. Man.
But it's the honest truth. I mean, you know what? I'm truly honored to be here, Let's Talk Hookup, today with not only Brandon the Beak and Ollie. I mean, such a killer panel right here. I feel honored, seriously.
Yeah.
that's all honesty. It's good times for sure.
Always a good time.
All the good stories. And Beak was just talking about, you're going back to Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale show is considered one of the biggest shows in the world, if not the biggest. It's a clip to Miami. So they, at the same time, have the IGFA's Legendary Captain and Crew Awards, which is like the Hall of Fame for captains and their crew. But there, it's an international committee of captains that go through and vet you and see what you've done for the industry, and of course having the reputation of knowing how to catch them. And Frank Lopresti, just right next door, your boss and stuff, was the first one off of the West Coast. Steve Lasley and I went in next.
Nice.
Over 15 years or whatever it's been.
Yeah.
That we had been that far behind. Pete Grosbeck got in a few years later. But
when you say we're that far behind, Beak, is it the West Coast or is it...
It's our recognition. We were talking about this earlier. Yeah. Is a hard-fought battle, and Ollie has done a tremendous job. Now you spread out nationally and even internationally here with your radio show that brings us more light. But the daylight was not on us before, and it gets more respect now, especially like you're saying, some of the things that are going on now in our techniques and stuff. The old boys have come around the corner and found out are secrets of Cabo and Mag Bay. There was over 100 boats in Mag Bay on the AIS last year.
And you're talking the marlin fishery.
I'm talking marlin, and yes, it was just gassing to see that. Mm-hmm. The end of an era, for sure.
Because that's something that you did, and
it was our own find.
had to yourself.
That's our secret. He's been doing it for decades before I have. Yeah. But I mean, gosh, you get a day out there on the Thetis without a boat in sight, and we've done, I mean, horrible things to Wahoo.
You were
horrible.
I was setting up program down there, and
We were fishing out of there a good bit. I mean, when people say the billfish capital of the world, right? That gets thrown around, and I think that's Guatemala. You know, our friends at Casa Vieja with all the sales they catch, but that ain't marlin fishing. And Mag Bay in the fall, there's just nothing like it. I mean, if you want to pull on 100 fish, you can pull on 100 fish in a day.
Wow.
Great training program. I used to take my students, if you will, and it wasn't about how many could wind in. It was how many opportunities you had to present the bait and to feel the bite and set the hook and do those things. You don't get often up here.
Yeah.
And like I say, you know, practice all these things even at home, but to actually do that kind of stuff. And then they got all the other fish, too, the tunas and the wahoos and bottom grabbers and...
Such cool story.
Now they know about it.
Right?
All those awards come from Florida, so they're really focused on their fishery and their guy. And there's not to take a thing away from them. I mean, I think here we don't realize how many great fishermen there are on that coast because there's been a lot of innovation and a lot of stuff coming there. But 15 years ago, I think, you know, presenting Beak with a Legendary Captain Award and certainly Steve and Pete, you know, I mean, I think it's opened a lot of eyes. And Mag Bay is... been a meeting point. I think it was Costa Rica. You know, everybody kind of came together, east and west in Costa Rica. Now that's definitely shifted with the Bisbees happens during Mag Bay season, and they've got a little taste of our honey hole. And, I don't think it's ever going to be the same, unfortunately.
I think it's going to probably even be more.
Yeah.
Like more boats coming. Like, have you filmed any of that for?
We got some.
Oh, he's got some.
For your show, though?
Three-dimensional
video. We have aerial footage of sea lions and marlin just destroying bait ball, Dorado coming in, and then we have underwater of the same bait ball. So we had a guy with a drone and a diver in the... I mean, we've captured some just...
Wow.
And that's the stuff you see down there. I mean, you talk about those Nat Geo moments. Mag Bay is... it's just nonstop. It is, and there's there's a whole fishery there. The Wahoo gets a little bit of attention, but the bottom fishing.
The Beak is so good. Butthurt with the
Florida
the
guys
knowledge now.
Coming over.
With everybody knowing about it. Yeah, but how does somebody, what's that Beak?
Shh.
Yeah, exactly. keep it on the down low. How does somebody research or go back and find that footage that you have on
On our YouTube channel, I think it was in season two, we did a couple episodes out of Mag. I think we went there twice and filmed.
Yeah.
But some of the footage we got was just spectacular. And the other good thing about Mag is the cost of entry. There's no real charters. You got to come down on a yacht.
Yeah.
And I think what Beak's talking about now, and which is a bummer to me too, is you go in the bay, there's 200-foot motherships stacked. And they've all got Freemans behind them.
Wow.
You know, a big center console and a giant mothership. It's changed forever.
And they're coming from everywhere. I mean, it's not just Southern California.
Oh, no, the Bahamas guys, the Northeast guys, anybody's got, you know, a big yacht like that wants to see the best marlin fishing in the world.
They're coming.
You know, they're coming.
Wow.
And that cat's out of the bag for sure.
That's crazy for sure, man. It's such great information. And, Brandon, the lines are kind of full.
Pretty full. Let's go to them. Let's talk to Cliff in Blossom Valley.
Hey, good morning, Cliff. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookup. Good morning.
Good morning, Corey and guys. What a great show. Hey, I got a question that kind of arose from last week. What to do with literally way too much fish? We've caught a bunch of tuna this year. I've spent over $1,000 at the processor. We fillet a lot of them at home. And my son wants to just keep going and catch more fish, but we have nothing to do with them. We've given away as much as we can. So I had a thought. I had to give a good big plug to Sean at Fisherman's Processing. Literally, I was having breakfast at Perry's right across the street last week, and a lady ended up sitting right next to me with a fishing flyer for a big barbecue. And she said the donor of the fish backed out at the last minute, and so she was going to go approach Sean. So Sean donated 100 pounds of yellowfin to her fish barbecue. But is there anywhere we can donate fish that's something we don't, you know, that is legal, so we're not getting any money for it?
let's start off, Cliff, by number one, respecting the fish and the harvest, right? I mean, if you're somebody's got enough, then maybe you only need one for that fresh sashimi, and the next one or two or three you can let go. But Ollie, do you know of?
Yeah, I think some of the food banks will still take it. I don't know what the rules, the stipulations are. I think they used to want whole fish, or the processors would cut it and then donate it. They donate the processing. So that's something you might ask Sean or your favorite processor. And then the other thing I was going to say is get a canner. I mean, that bluefin canned, I didn't believe it myself, is phenomenal. And it keeps for 2 or 3 years. You know.
And honestly, Ollie, I've had fish from people that were 4 and 5 years in the can.
Yeah, no.
And you cannot, listen, there's
I found a few in the back of the pantry.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, we'll rip this open and see how it is. Yeah,
it's 100%.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing.
It's a great way to preserve your harvest.
And it's great on the boat. You know, a lot of times we'll just bring it and eat it right out of the can on some crackers. The thing that's changed it for me is the retort bags. You know, like you get tuna in those foil bags.
Yeah.
You can actually buy those, so you don't deal with jars or any of that crap. And you just need a good vacuum sealer, chamber vac. And I can do like 38 packs, I think, in one go around.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So you're getting 40, you know, if you bring two pressure cookers, I think 75 things of tuna, pretty short order, you know, and I put a little bit of jalapeno in there and some of that escabeche juice out of the jar. And, oh, man, it's killing me. It's tough to beat.
Yeah, that sounds like good times for sure. Texts have been coming in. Hey, Cliff, thank you for the call there. It was a good one for sure. But number one, respect the harvest. And if you have enough, let the next two or three go for sure. I have a text right here. It says, good morning, gentlemen. Great job, Corey and Brandon. My question is for all of you. If you're rolling up on a school of tuna on the surface this time of the year, what are you throwing? And are you using spinning or conventional rig? And that comes from Corey in Escondido. So rolling up on a school of tuna, what are you throwing? And
there's so many factors to that. How big are they? That's the first question. You know, what mood are they in? Smaller fish, I think working a stick bait is a lot of fun, or a popper on spin gear, you know, up to 30, 40 pounds. Once it gets over that, I'm going to the jig stick, just cause for the simple fact I can lay it on the rail. And then with this foam action we had a few weeks ago, it was heavy. I mean, we were throwing heavy jig gear. You know, catching 90s to 120s, and that's all conventional. In fact, conventional to 2-speed. So once you had them going, you could actually handle that fish. But yeah, definitely depends on the size. And if they're big fish and they're breezing, they're going to get the flyer. I want them on the right. I want the heaviest gear. I'm turning into an old man because I used to like to finesse them and do all that stuff. But they'll eat the rope, feed them the rope, you know, and get them to the boat as fast as you can and get them dead and you know, in the freezer.
I like your style.
I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago when I was on here, but, you know, I'm kind of known for being stupid and fishing the wrong gear for the wrong fish. And a couple of weeks ago, I believe I was talking about I hooked 115-pounder on my Tranks 300 and 8-foot bass rod.
I couldn't listen. Pete talked about this. I could not believe it. I had to call Brandon. I couldn't believe it. But
I pulled on it for 45 minutes, got it, killed it.
Wow.
Since then,
you've been going to the chiropractor.
Since then, I've leaned on that Tranks 300 and that 8-foot bass rod way too much and had a tremendous amount of success. Is that the right setup for that? Absolutely not. Terrible option.
But you got 115 pounder, Brando.
It is the rod and reel that I need to present the tiny little bass popper that I'm presenting. And when the question is, what is your favorite lure for fishing right now? If I was casting into a foamer right now, I don't think there's a single better lure than a Colt Sniper style jig. It doesn't have to be a Colt Sniper.
To get it in there and let it sink
for out. A good long cast, just about every angler, every skill level can present that particular lure, and it just gets bit. It gets bit by all sizes of fish. You can fish on a spinning rod, conventional, whatever you have. And I think that's the single best option.
A good way to do it.
Change the hook out, and they've eaten it this year much better than the popper. Everybody likes getting them on the popper. They just have the popper and the Mad Mac and the spreader bar this year have been almost useless.
Wow, crazy.
It's just different. Yeah, different deal. But change the hook out. 100 gram is what we've been throwing. We can throw it on our jig rods and still have a reasonably heavy piece of equipment. And I'm not throwing a Tranks 300. Thank you.
I can't believe the tackle industry when it comes to this bluefin.
Crazy.
Every year something is bigger, better, or whatever. It's
so
constantly
true.
Changing.
And it's constantly evolving, for sure.
I mean, I've never seen that kind of figuring it out. Of course, the sport boats and the long-range boats get to help introduce a lot of it. But
hey, we've Beak, we've got a very special call here. We've got Pete.
The legend.
Yeah, right? Oh, Pete, speaking of the devil. Good morning, Pete.
No, there's only one legend around here, and that's you, the Beak.
Yeah.
That's the legend, that's
here.
For sure. Yeah, I'm really sorry to that. And that's why I couldn't let the show get away without calling and just saying hi to my dear friend Beak. And thank you for being there. And Ollie, thank you for dragging the old guy in there. And I am just so blown away at the knowledge in that studio right now. From the Beak to Ollie and Corey and then Brandon. Brandon, you are just like the ultimate other co-host of Let's Talk Hookup here. You're developing so fantastic. And I've been listening to the whole show here in Los Barriles, and we were having breakfast at Can Do here in Los Barriles, and just enjoying the show, and all the knowledge that you guys are throwing out there is just blowing my mind, for sure. But Beak, thank you so much, and we're just so respectful of your incredible gifts and things that you've done for the sport fishing industry and continue to do for everybody. So thank you for being there. Really appreciate that very much.
I'd rather be with you down there, Pete. Let's do that next time.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. All the fish are up there because they're not down here right now.
Oh, no. How down there? Are you seeing anything? I saw it. It didn't look too pretty.
Yeah, it's not. It's like 91 degrees in the water.
Yeah.
We actually have kind of nice weather. It was a little cloudy this morning, but it's partially cloudy now. It's warm. It's pretty hot. But we went fishing yesterday out of Palmas, and we caught nothing. We saw nothing but a lot of green water. And we went all the way to Roca Montaña up by Cerralvo, which is like, 25, 30 miles from Los Barriles, and we didn't see anything. There was a few tuna caught, like 70, 80 pounders, which was good off of Pescadero. There was a couple of sailfish caught and released, a couple of marlin caught and released, and some mahi-mahi, some small Dorado up down here too. But fishing overall, very, very slow. Today is the first day of our 29th annual Palmas de Cortez Rich Top Memorial Tournament, and the guys are out fishing this morning. We're hoping we're going to get out tomorrow. There's that little tropical disturbance down south that just keeps sitting there and rotating around, and nobody knows what it's going to do. Everybody says, well, if it comes this way, we're in trouble, but we're hoping it kind of keeps going, staying south and go the other way, so we'll see. But in the meantime, it's still beautiful place. Los Barriles is such an awesome spot, and Palmas de Cortez, such a beautiful spot. But yeah, we're kind of in limbo for our second day of our tournament. Everybody got out today. Weather's flat, calm, beautiful, and we'll just have to wait and see what that storm does for tomorrow. I mean, the biggest worry is that the La Paz port captain closes the port tomorrow, and then they pull all the boats, and so we'll see what happens. But I'll report tomorrow to tell you more about what's going to happen and how the guys did today. But hopefully the fishing picks up, and there's lots of points. This is one of our biggest tournaments ever. We have 65 people in our tournament down here, so that's a pretty large tournament. And Top Family gave $1,000 for the Big Fish Rich prize, and Tate White Stripes gave $1,000. So we're giving away a lot of money, a lot of great prizes, trip to Palmas de Cortez. But overall, having a great time. My buddies Mark and John, we're going to take the quads and go up to Punta Pescadero, go snorkeling, do a little snorkeling today, and then come back and get at weigh in and do the weigh in and stuff like that later on this afternoon. Tomorrow, we were scheduled to go diving at Cabo Pulmo, but that looks like it's going to get canceled because of the weather, but we'll just have to go find some more fun around here, right? So,
yeah.
Which is fine. There's plenty of that to be done in this beautiful place on Earth, for sure.
Worst place to be stranded.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. But, hey, continue to have a great show. I just really, most of all, wanted to tell you guys what an awesome job you're doing, and I want to thank you for filling in on the quick there, Brandon, for Rick, and also, most of all, the respect I have for Beak is goes beyond saying that just the overall, throughout the whole industry, this man is a legend, a true legend. So thanks, Zeke. Thanks, Ollie, for making it happen, and thank you to Corey and Brandon for being there. And I'll check in with you tomorrow and give you the updates.
That sounds great.
I'm looking at the fog during that conversation.
Yeah.
It's all been lifting as he speaks.
Yeah,
it's
very foggy.
It's been really foggy.
Pete can change the weather.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Pete calling
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
The sun come out.
Blow some north wind, okay? So that's what we need down here. blow some north wind, which will blow that storm south and get it the hell out of here. So,
yeah. All right. Well, enjoy yourself, and appreciate you calling in. And you're right, we're amongst the legend in the studio here with Beak. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Continue to have a great show, and thank you for being there.
No, oh, such good times. A place you've been, Beak? You miss it or what?
Oh, I think of the days early on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, we normally didn't fish down there this time of year. You weren't allowed to be down there during hurricane season.
Yeah.
You know, so we'd pull out of there in June and come home, and then we weren't allowed to go down there to begin in November. We didn't know anything about blue marlin to speak of.
Yeah.
That there was such a huge fishery for black and blue marlin. We just really, you know,
This is before Cabo was... It was a Ponga fleet.
Yeah.
Fishermen.
Basically,
yeah.
They had some little Jeffries, you know, plywood boats and stuff, but...
Gotcha.
But, stories we could talk about the past. Yes.
Man, such good times, Beak.
Hey, I am honored to be here, and good to meet you, man. I know we've seen each other again, and of course being here. And you, I remember introducing your rubber... To the industry and picking up, and then of course changing the face of sport fishing and
Mr. Ali Husseini, right?
I don't know about all that, but it's great to have you here.
Bloody Dex was definitely the king.
Bloody Dex is the way. Listen, we're going to be right back, and let's talk a couple. We're going to find out who's won this killer prize package when we return on Let's Talk a Kebab, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special prize. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater tackle experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're just sitting here about to decide who the lucky text or caller is going to be.
Here we go.
Go for it, Beak. The caller. Caller is going to be Clifton, Blossom Valley. Congratulations. Hey, listen, we've got overrun long. It's been awesome having Beak in here. Awesome having Ali Husseini from Bloody Dex. We're going to be back in studio tomorrow with Eric and Cal Sheets. When we return, I'll talk a kebab tomorrow. Thanks to Christian, and thanks to Adam for keeping us online. We'll be back tomorrow.